Welcome back, Gary.
Thanks, Scott.
I think we had talked when you were here before about solar power and what the future was going to be. So tell us what's happened. Where in West Texas are we talking about?
Well, it's just outside the little town of Presidio.
Okay.
Way out in the middle of nowhere.
Uh-huh.
And so we've been working on this project since like 2009,
mm-hmm.
and the city council approved it in 2010. So a 10 megawatt solar facility that we'll take all of the energy output from.
Now, and you know, if folks remember, if you're old like I am, Presidio for years had the highest temperature in the state of Texas. So sun shines there a lot. We know that.
Sun shines there a lot, which is why we picked it. We talked about having it here in the local area, but it really just didn't make sense from an output standpoint. It was much better to put it out in West Texas.
Now, how big an area does this solar park take?
You know, I believe it's right around 200 acres.
Okay.
For the 10 megawatt facility.
Now, obviously, one of the things you had to think about, and one of the things that power generators have to think about all over, is where it's generated and where it's needed, and getting it from point A to point B. So tell me what was part of the equation as far as that came to be.
Right. So in ERCOT, a utility can inject or produce power wherever they want to and take it out wherever they want to. It's kind of a socialized transmission network. So it really doesn't matter where you put it in. You can take it out anywhere. So we put the power in at Presidio, take it out in Bryan. Doesn't cost us anything to transmit that power from here to there.
And what is the cost of the park itself?
Well, the way we've talked about cost is it's going to cost our customers approximately a tenth of a cent per kilowatt hour extra for this power, which is going to equate to about $1 a month per customer.
Now, why did you decide to move into solar? You've already got generation. You've got reliable generation. This is generation that, in fact, while not much, is going to cost more. So why the move to solar?
Yeah, a couple of reasons. Probably the biggest reason is diversity of fuel. You know, we've got a lot of natural gas facilities. We've got a coal facility outside of town. And we have wind also now. It's really just a move towards fuel diversity so that we don't get caught with any one commodity price spike wise. So this, you know, gives us a little protection on the fuel side. And then also at the time that we were talking about it, there was a lot of talk about a mandate for renewable energy. And so we were trying to get ahead of the curve. And if that mandate does come, we will be ahead of the curve.
So now, do you own the land? Are you leasing the land and you own the panels? Exactly how does that arrangement work?
So we are actually not the owners of the facility. Our partner, we've got several partners in the project, but they own the facility and we are just taking the output.
Okay.
So they own the land, they own the panels, we just take the electricity out of the facility.
Are there adjacent ones owned by other cities in that area?
There are not. This is the only solar park in that area. And I've heard, actually, that others are looking at potentially putting additional solar parks in the area, but nothing's firm at this point.
It's an interesting concept, certainly. And then just kind of an overview, where are we right now? Is BTU selling power or making power? What's the market like right now?
Right now, we're mostly buying power. The market in this kind of weather is fairly cheap. Lots of wind being generated right now, lots of wind energy being generated right now. We're actually not generating a lot at the moment. So we're mostly buying power from the market at pretty decent prices.